Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Have you ever felt like people don't quite get you?
Like you're not coming across the way you intend.
Yeah, exactly. Like you're trying to show one side of yourself, but people are just seeing something totally different.
Oh, for sure. I think we've all had those moments where we feel misunderstood.
Well, we're going to try to get to the bottom of that today. We're doing a deep dive into the idea of rising signs.
Ooh, that's a good one. Rising signs are so fascinating.
They really are. And we're going to be looking at some excerpts from the book, The Rising Sign, Perceptions and Identity.
Definitely a must-read for anyone who's interested in astrology or even just self-discovery in general.
Absolutely. So let's jump right in. First things first, what exactly is a rising sign?
Well, it's basically the zodiac sign that was rising on the eastern horizon at the exact moment you were born.
Okay. And how is that different from our sun sign, you know, the one we usually think of as our main zodiac sign?
Right. So your sun sign represents your core personality, like your basic nature and motivations. Your rising sign, on the other hand, is more about how you present yourself to the world. It's that first impression you give off.
It's almost like a filter then, the way other people initially see you.
Yeah, you could think of it that way. It's like your sun sign is your true self deep down, and your rising sign is the mask you wear, at least at first.
So are you saying we're all just wearing masks?
Well, not necessarily masks in a deceptive way. It's more like a natural way of presenting ourselves. You know, we all have different sides to our personality, and our rising sign can influence which side we show first.
Okay, that makes sense. So how does this whole rising sign thing tie back to the idea of feeling misunderstood?
Well, because your rising sign might be projecting a very different vibe than your sun sign, people might get a totally different impression of you than who you really are.
So someone might think you're, I don't know, really shy and reserved just because of your rising sign, even though deep down you're a total party animal?
Exactly. Or vice versa. Someone might come across as super confident and outgoing, but actually be quite sensitive and introverted underneath.
Wow. That's pretty wild. And this is what the book calls the rising sign mystery, right?
Yeah. It's that gap between how we see ourselves and how others see us.
I guess it's no wonder we sometimes feel like people don't get us.
It's like we're speaking different languages almost. Our inner selves are saying one thing, but our rising sign is projecting something else entirely.
So what can we do about that? I mean, is there any way to bridge that gap?
Well, for one thing, just being aware of this whole rising sign dynamic can make a big difference.
You mean just knowing that this is a thing can help?
Yeah. When you understand that people might be perceiving you through this rising sign filter, it can make you more understanding and less likely to take things personally.
Okay. So instead of being offended when someone misjudges me, I could just think, oh, maybe they're just reacting to my rising sign.
Exactly. It can help you take a step back and see things from a different perspective.
And what about on the flip side? Like, can understanding someone else's rising sign help me understand them better?
Definitely. It can give you some valuable clues about how they might interact with the world and what their initial reactions might be like.
So let's say I know someone who's a really intense, fiery Aries, but they also have this like super chill Pisces rising.
Oh, that's a good example. You might expect them to be all go, 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 always on the move. But with that Pisces rising, they might actually come across as more dreamy and easygoing at first.
And if I didn't know about their rising sign, I might totally misinterpret their behavior, huh?
For sure. You might think they're not as passionate or driven as they actually are.
So basically, understanding rising signs can just lead to better communication all around.
Absolutely. It's all about recognizing that there's often more to a person than meets the eye.
I like that. It's a good reminder to not judge a book by its cover.
Exactly. Or, you know, a person by their rising sign.
Huh. That's good. So I guess this all comes back to that question we started with, right?
Uh-huh.
Are you who people think you are?
Right. And the answer is probably a bit more nuanced than a simple yes or no.
Because we're all complex individuals with different layers to our personality.
Exactly. And our rising sign is just one piece of the puzzle.
It definitely adds another dimension to the whole idea of self-discovery, though. I mean, I never really thought about it this way before.
I think it's something most people don't really consider. But once you start exploring it, it can be really eye-opening.
Really can. And, I think it's especially relevant today when we're all presenting these curated versions of ourselves online.
Oh, totally. It's like we're all choosing which masks to wear, which parts of ourselves to highlight.
And it makes you wonder how much of that is influenced by our rising sign. Like, are we subconsciously drawn to projecting a certain image because of our rising sign?
That's a really interesting question, and I don't know if there's a definitive answer, but I think it's definitely something to think about.
Food for thought, for sure. So, for anyone listening who's intrigued by all of this, what would you recommend as a first step?
Well, if you don't already know your rising sign, I'd say look it up online. There are lots of free birth chart calculators.
And once you know your rising sign, just start paying attention to how it manifests in your life.
Yeah, think about those first impressions you make on people. Do they align with your rising sign? Do they differ from your sun sign?
And if you're really interested in diving deeper, I definitely recommend checking out the book we mentioned, The Rising Sign: Perceptions and Identity.
It's a great resource for anyone who wants to understand this fascinating concept in more detail.
Well, I think that's a great place to wrap up our deep dive into the world of rising signs.
Yes, and hopefully it's given our listeners something to think about.
Definitely. And maybe even helped a few people understand themselves and others a little bit better.
Always a good thing.
It is. Well, thanks for joining me on this journey. And to our listeners, thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time for another fascinating exploration.
See you then.